What if she runs out? How's she going to get her medicine? Here she gets the medicine through mail.
That's Jimmy Beaver, the acting Quigilinuk IRA tribal administrator. He's concerned that the closure will mean his wife will have trouble getting medication. But this is not the first time that the facility has been closed.
It's been going on for on and off whenever she goes to the hospital.
Sydnia Phillips, the postal worker, began her maternity leave after giving birth last week and does not plan to return to work until August.
Now I don't have anybody.
That's Phillips' manager in Anchorage, Alvia Kino, who says she hopes to get a replacement by Monday.
I was calling the nearest post officer so I could just send them over there to sort mail and stuff like that.
Aquino says that she is also putting up an ad this afternoon for the postmaster relief position, the job that Phillips had for almost a decade. Phillips was not a postmaster, but an alternate, Aquino explains. And now the backup needs backup. And that's a problem that wasn't solved in the 9 months before Phillips gave birth. How long have you been applying for this?
I tried applying starting in, I think it was February or March.
That's Victoria Amick, who has been applying for the postmaster job, not as an alternate, since she heard that Phillips was pregnant. And she has experience. Actually, she has worked in the post office before.
As a sub, like when they call me to work, I'd go work when I can.
Oh, so you could be doing this job right now.
Yes, but they took my name off the employee list.
Amick says that she did the same job as Phillips for years, but stopped during a 2-year stay in Bethel. Jimmy Beaver, the acting tribal admin, says that the U.S. Postal Service has not spoken with the tribe to resolve the issue. But if they do, it might be best to do it over email. In Bethel, I'm Adrian Wagner.